Right. Hello, beautiful brides and bridal besties. You know it. You love it. It's wedding trend time. Behind the scenes secrets and best products and all the tea.
This is Brianne, Jenna, and Izzy, your honorary bridesmaids, talking about all things bridal beauty. From iconic hairstyles to the last minute veil fails.
Whether you're a bride-to-be, a hairstylist, or just here for the tea, you're in the right place. Grab your champagne, your comfiest sweatsuit, and let's talk wedding hair and everything that goes with it.
Love it. In our podcast, we'll be talking about anything from crazy stories at weddings, because we know you want the tea, to business tips and special guest appearance from other wedding vendors.
But first, we'll introduce who we are, how our careers as bridal hairstylists started, what you love most about your job, and what you're most excited to talk about on this podcast.
Woohoo!
Okay, Jenna, why don't we start with you?
Okay, I'm Jenna. I've been married for 5 years. We have a cutie little girl. She's 2.5. She's a bundle of joy and spunk, I'd say. She's just so fun. She just started talking, so it's just like our life is just so much more fun with her. We just moved to the Shuswap, which is really fun. I'm now a camp mom. My husband works at Eagle Bay Camp, and we are living on the lake. We're living the cottage life, so taking all the Shuswap weddings. I have been a hairstylist for 5 years, which is crazy. I feel like I just started in the industry like a year ago. I still feel like, yeah, it just is like, this is insane. And now we're starting a podcast, so it's like so cool how it just comes all together. I'm like, what else should I say about myself? I love coffee. I love shopping. I love all things girly. And then on my other side, I love all things like crunchy. So I feel like I love all things glam and then all things like holistic. So that's me.
Love it.
Is that in-depth enough?
Yeah, I love that. That's perfect. Izzy, why don't you tell us about you?
Okay. Well, I'm getting married in June. Mm-hmm. So I'm busy doing all that kind of stuff. Wedding planning. I'm doing it all myself. No, like, coordinator or anything.
You're just amazing.
Well, we've been in the industry for long enough. I should know what happens on a wedding day. Sure. But, yeah, no, I've been really enjoying the process. I really like it. Mm-hmm. The theme for the wedding is, like, wildflower. Very, mm-hmm. like, whimsical, colorful. Very, like, I don't know, it's kind of boho.
I love it.
I never thought I'd do a boho kind of wedding, but I just feel like you called for it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, planning for that. I've been doing hair for 10 years. Bridal for almost 10 years, too.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. Mm-hmm. It feels like it has not been that long. It goes mm-hmm. by so fast. Wow. So, yeah, no, that's mm-hmm. been good. And then,
what's about your personal life? What do you like to
personal
do?
Life. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Well, what do I like to do? In the winter, I like skiing. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I went up, like, 20 times.
Oh, my gosh, that's
yeah. We got a pass, and we're like, let's do it. We're going to go. Because I don't know what next year is going to look like. Because mm-hmm. if we have kids or anything like that, mm-hmm. if I'm pregnant, like, I'm not skiing.
No.
So,
yeah
no way. And then in the summer, I love to read. I love to hike. Mm-hmm. I recently just got into backcountry camping.
So,
yeah, you'll find me at the top of a mountain with no service.
That was our future life before we had
answer
kids.
Oh, no
way. Yeah, I can give you tips.
Oh my God, I would love that. I didn't know that. Yes. That's so cool. Yes.
Yeah, she didn't answer your email. It's because she's on top of a mountain.
Yeah,
yeah, I know, exactly.
She's out of service.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
all I like to do, just hair and like camping and hiking.
Outdoors.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So great. Yeah.
It's so fun. Well, I'm Brianne. I have a house full of boys. I've been married to my husband for 11 years now, and we have 2 of our own kids. They're 7 and almost 5, and another one coming this July. Yeah. So full house. And then we also have our honorary, he's not my child, but our honorary house member who's lived with us for 3 years.
So fun.
So, yeah, teenager. House full of boys. Yeah, yeah, it's the life. But, oh, and I've been in the bridal industry for 11 years now, I guess. And I've always loved bridal. Bridal's always been my passion, styling, love it. Did you guys ever watch, I'm probably dating myself, but The Wedding Planner? with like
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez, yes, yes. The wedding planner. Yeah. Oh my gosh, iconic. I literally watched that over and over again. That was like my dream. Like I just wanted to be her. She was a wedding planner.
Okay.
And hence the name wedding planner. But I am like really type A, but no, that was like wedding planner's too much. But the hair side, so I always wanted to be a bridal hairstylist.
Yep.
Just channeling my inner wedding planner movie.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, it's so great.
Oh, what do you do when you're off time?
My off time. Well, summertime you can find me by all things water. Mm-hmm. Whether as my kids say, I float. I float in the pool. The pool, the lake. But the lake I'm a big lake. We love wake surfing, like anything behind the boat.
It's really cool.
Kayaking.
Iconic.
Water, anything. Love. We do want to do more camping. We used to like back at camp and be all camping.
No
so
way.
Now that our so kids, so although we're having another baby, now that I was like, now that we don't have like a newborn, although we camped their newborn. Anyway, so we love like camping, outdoorsy stuff. Winter, we love downhill skiing, cross country skiing.
Nice.
Just active. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I live with all boys. So.
And I'm so excited that we're going to be so close because she has her parents have a place at the lake and I live in at the lake.
Lake.
I'm going to be driving out there all the time.
Yeah.
We live on the lake together.
Yes.
Oh, I love perfect. It.
It.
Did we actually introduce like how we came to be? I think we just literally jumped it right in.
Let's
do it. How do we come to be? Like, so where did your honorary bridesmaids come from?
The parking lot of Winners.
The parking lot.
Once upon a time, we went out for dinner and then had to hit up Winners
because we thought a base bag was not on sale, but it wasn't.
Wait, sidetrack. Do you know Bays makes diaper bags?
No way.
Really?
Yes. Do they look like the base bags?
They're cute. They are cute.
Oh, gosh.
I know. That's ridiculous. How bougie does this baby need to be? Bougie is the answer.
Obviously, it has to have the matching set.
Okay, so it came out from a parking lot. We were just coming out of a season. Just like transition, and so we came together, and when we're together, we're pretty funny. Like, I will say, we're pretty funny, just the two to our own hours. So we went out for dinner, and we just nonstop yapped for like 2 hours straight. We didn't even breathe, truly. And then we were like, let's start a podcast.
And now here we are. What, like 4 weeks later?
Like, actually, honestly, not much.
So why are we in PJs?
We just had our first brand photo shoot. I'm so excited. It's going to be so good. So, spoiler alert, this is some of it.
Pinstripes?
Actually, I guess once this episode's out, our stuff will be launched. So, you can see it all. But
it's going to be good. Awesome. Follow along. So we're so excited. Yeah.
So fun.
What's the vibes of this podcast? Very much so,
spilling the tea.
Spilling the tea. Mm-hmm.
Of the wedding industry.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, I have so many friends ask me, tell me your crazy, this story.
Yes,
or, we'll just be talking, and I'm like, no, that's, total, I don't know. Our job is very unconventional. Yeah, I think the wedding industry in general is a little bit unconventional.
Yeah, people don't know.
Yeah, so we're just going to be spilling the tea on all things. And we're going to have, guests on from, we're hairstylists, but we'll have lots of other different vendors on as well.
Love it.
Spill in there.
My belly just crumbled.
Oh no!
Sorry, that caught on the mic. Yeah, exactly. I think it's gonna be so fun.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to have makeup on.
Me too. Our makeup besties,
hairstylist girls. You know,
if you're in the wedding industry and you're just a hairstylist, I highly recommend getting some makeup besties because that's actually who you get to work with.
It's your coworkers.
It's true. We actually never work together.
No, as a hairstylist, we never get to work together unless we're collabing on something like this.
You don't, as wedding vendors, you don't have conventional coworkers. You don't clock in, you don't have coworkers that you're with every single day. So your makeup girls are who becomes your ride or die coworkers. Yeah. They know the ins and outs of your business. And it's just nice to have someone that knows
you
and the industry. And
you become a little bit trauma bonded.
We are trauma bonded. Let's get a round of applause for that because things will be unsaid. That's crazy, truly. I want the makeup girls to come on. The girls, you know who you are. To come and share wedding stories.
Crazy, I feel like they've got some crazy wedding stories.
Some crazy destination ones too.
Yeah, the destination weddings truly bring out the crazy
level.
Experiences.
Yes.
Oh, this podcast is going to be so fun. There's so many stories we could talk for years.
And every episode we'll be finishing with one of our crazy
stories.
Under wraps stories.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So So fun. Cool.
So fun. Okay, so this podcast is full of all the things. All but the things. We are going to be also talking about, like, some random topics that come up at so many of our weddings. So one of the biggest things is the difference between groomsmen and mm-hmm. bridesmaids mm-hmm. on a wedding morning. Mm-hmm. Like, the guy side versus the girl side.
Yes. It's so different.
It is so different. Truly astonishing. Yeah. Like, the difference. I'll never forget, like, this one wedding I was at. I actually had to take a video because I was like, this is just too much. The girls were kind of getting ready upstairs, and the guys were all downstairs, and there was, like, a big pool and, like, patio and stuff in the backyard. And we're, like, up at, like, they were up at 6. I think I started at, like, 7. And we're, like, doing hair and makeup. And we look outside, and we're, like, what are they even doing? The guys are, like, having, like, a handstand competition off the diving board. And, like, laying, basking in the sun. Yeah. Like, just having, like, their grand old time. So I'm, like, funny. And this is, like, so the epitome real. Of the difference. Like,
so true.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Like, you can see them in the distance off on the lake, yeah. like, wakeboarding.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
here we are.
Or they just, like, stroll into bed at, like,
oh, noon. Yeah.
No, seriously.
What's the three S's? Anyone want to say it?
What are three S's?
Shower, shit, shave.
Oh. I didn't even know that was a thing.
First episode, and so I do not swear.
Oh,
that's all I have to do. That's all I have to do. That's so interesting. I was like, I also say it.
I can't imagine. Like the simplicity of literally being able to shower, put clothes on, and walk out the door. Like,
amazing.
Sorry, what? God,
so could not be me. Could not
I
be me.
I wish.
Or they go golfing. I don't
know.
Yeah,
true. They have, like, a full it's round of just... golf. They're out there at 7 a.m.
Yes.
Like, yes. What's going on?
Have you guys ever had to style any guy's hair?
Yes. One morning, like, dad slipped me a $100 bill for, like, putting gel in his hair.
No way.
Stop.
No,
that's
no
literally
way.
I was like, are you kidding?
Like, I feel like... Oh, it literally feels cool sometimes. Like, they pay you, and I'm like, dude, like,
that's
I literally
so much
put products in your hair. Like,
can you I know, right?
And they have short hair.
No, and literally, they just want someone to play with their hair. Yes. I mean, you don't even do anything. You're just like, do
this. Literally.
Or, like, I definitely have done, like, quite a few man buns.
This
oh,
is
like
yes.
where the wife's like,
lots
I just want it to
yeah.
look like more polished.
Like, do you want me to like leave a
yes.
piece out? Do
yes.
you want me to like
And they're like, I don't care.
Yeah, and they're just like killing me.
That's
up,
so
it's
real.
So
that's so funny.
You know
yeah.
what my favorite is? When the bald men come in.
Oh my
and
gosh.
They're like,
how many times?
Do my hair?
How many times have we heard it?
Like, I know, literally.
So or like real. What? Like what can you? Yeah, here's like a magic worker. What can you do with all this? It's
oh
like,
yeah, every
oh,
time.
Oh ha ha ha! So funny.
Is my mic on?
You never know what you're gonna expect when you walk into the guy's side. You're like, is it gonna be so stinky? Is yeah. it gonna be like chill vibes, or they're not talking? I don't know. It's just like always so different. Or rager music sometimes, like just like crazy music. One time I walked in and they had record player, sorry. It was literally just like jazz playing, like vibes. And I was like, this
oh, wow.
is iconic. Like, it was such vibes. It was cool. I was like, but never again. I've never had that.
Yeah,
again.
I was like, usually it's not
that was
a
one and done.
Usually it
yeah.
is
not a
vibe.
And it just smells like bio.
Also, I
so
feel
bad.
Like the guys are like told, like, oh, the photographer's coming at like whatever time. So then, and then they're always told like not to get dressed. So then they're like, what do you mean, don't get dressed? Like,
yeah.
what do we do? And so I'm like, sir, you can definitely put pants on.
Oh,
you do not need to be sitting there in your
boxers.
Like,
boxes?
Like the photographer does not need that. Like,
I'm pretty sure in
save
our
us
wedding
all,
video,
put some pants on.
Mac is in boxers at one of those scenes. Like, I'm
so
pretty
so
sure. I'm like,
but it's because they don't know. Like, they're told, like, don't get dressed.
That's true.
And, like, be ready
that's
for
true.
The photographer. So in fairness, yeah. there should be more, you know, pants are acceptable.
So
you can maybe, like, pretend put your tie on.
Yeah, this is true. Pretend
so, this is why you just truly never know what you're going to walk
in. You never
down.
Know, but...
Were we sharing our favorite product?
Okay, we get to share our favorite product. Salon grade or not?
I think we should do drugstore and salon
yeah,
grade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, my fave product that's not sold in the salons is the Day dry shampoo. It's so good. It's literally iconic. It works so well, but... Mm-hmm. It's not salon grade, but I love it so much.
It's
I have
not?
It in my. Well, they don't sell it in salons.
Oh, that makes sense. But you can get it at Sephora. Right?
Yeah, but I wouldn't consider that.
Yeah, that's
what do you think?
That makes sense.
No, that's
yeah.
not salon.
No.
No.
But then, like, for salon, I would say my favorite right now is Schwarzkopf.
Yes.
Osis, like anything.
Yeah,
anything
I agree.
From them.
True.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or I do love Davinus. Nothing they can do is will ever be wrong.
Their smell, the scent of the hairspray
stuff.
Will always win for me. Like that's
yeah.
it there's
can
no other
wrong.
No. It just smells so good.
Vanilla for days.
And it works.
And it works.
It smells
yes.
good and it works.
And it's low tox too.
Yeah, exactly.
And
made
in Italy.
Italy.
Yeah, exactly.
Our favorite place.
Exactly. Caleb, what are your guys's?
Non-bridal, my all-time favorite hair product is Davinesse's Oi Milk. Oh, it's like an all-in-one product. It's so literally like it's like the only thing I've used on my hair for probably 10 years.
Amazing.
And I literally just put it in like every time I wash my hair. Mm-hmm. Bridal though? Oh, I don't know. Okay, a new one actually that I'm loving is the Design Me Slick Stick. I don't actually know what their technical name is.
You got it?
Yes.
Okay.
It's amazing.
It's like a wax stick, right?
For yeah.
Sleek lips.
Oh, yeah, and it's that. So cute and a little pink. So cute.
It is. Yeah. That's cute. On brand for us.
I literally have not. I'm not a drugstore really. I honestly have no clue.
That's fair. But now you can get a bunch of the brands at the drugstore, like at London Drugs. You can get Authentic Beauty Concept, like random. Only the West Coast.
So weird.
What's yours?
Never happened. Anything Osis. Yeah. I love Osis. Mm-hmm. Anything I've tried from there. And I just love how they have so many different types of products for different textures.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Everything's like so versatile. So
that's my favorite. Like I feel like Osis is so good for bridal because it truly packs a punch.
Yeah.
And it's not that expensive either.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's really nice.
Whereas like Davinesse does break the bank.
It does.
The quality's unreal,
but it's so great.
Yeah. I think Osis is affordable.
That's why I think as a, like if you're stocking your kit, I would stock my kit with Osis.
Yeah,
100%.
Like, totally,
It's so great.
Llama, we didn't talk about Llama. Llama's been like on the rise recently.
The wet hairspray.
Yes, my actual favorite hairspray. I like have not been able to get in like 2 or 3 years. It's so sad. But the Schwarzkopf wet hairspray. It was like my ultimate.
They had that?
But it will, yes, I literally had to order it. You could order it off of the Amazon US, and it literally came from Poland.
That makes
sense. Wait, didn't Polish war? The Polish war?
Yeah, because like Ukraine. So it really,
God.
I'm not gonna, but it's just like, I can't get it anymore. It's very sad.
Unfortunately.
So if anyone knows how to get it, you let me know. When I was in Europe, I was going to try and look, and to be totally honest, I just got wrapped up in coffees and pastries, and I totally forgot.
So.
That's
so funny.
Love it.
I love that.
Yes.
What other questions? Should we talk, like, I don't know, what'd you do? Oh, wait, you already talked about your wedding a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else to elaborate on that? When is it?
Oh, I have unconventional things that I'm doing.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That. Tell us your unconventional things.
Okay, well, keeping it, like, I don't know. I am doing a first dance, like, just two of us. Not in front of anybody. We're gonna there's a little dock on the water because it's right by Lac Lejeune. And we are just gonna, it's just gonna be us and the photographer and whatever song we pick for our first dance. Maybe a couple dances while everyone's kind of getting settled in for the reception. And but like
I
obviously whoever wants to come watch and take content, they totally can.
Sign me up.
But yeah, I feel like,
I don't know, I just
wanted a private moment.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like, it's such a busy day, so having that moment with just the two of you.
Yeah.
Like, it's your wedding, too.
Yeah, it's really important to us, just to have, like, a private moment, so.
Yeah.
I will cry.
Yeah.
If that's an open invitation, I'll be there.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And then, I don't know, I feel like other people do this, but we're going to do a first look with each other, and then we're gonna do a first look with our family members.
Yeah,
so that
that's
we can
so
take a
special.
Photo, like take photos beforehand.
Oh, I love it.
Get it out of the way.
That's
so.
And
I would
think,
do that.
I think like I like having just the first look with just the bride and the groom, but I do think like it's also special for the family. So I think that's so
nice.
Yeah,
I think so too.
Kind of do your own thing with them too.
Yeah,
that's so nice.
Cutesy.
Yeah,
love that. I cannot wait. It's gonna be a really good wedding. Can you explain what was on your wedding invitation? Canadian tuxedo.
That's also unconventional. I don't know. I just like, I wanted fun.
I love it.
I wanted people to just like dress how they wanted to dress. Like, okay, still semi-formal, but I don't know. I love jean.
Mm-hmm.
I love a jean moment at the
country.
Wedding. Like jeans and a cowboy boot. Like go for it. I love it.
So cute.
I'm already planning my outfit.
You better wear your boots.
I'm excited.
Oh, I will. I will. The only thing is we're there all day doing content and
also relaxing.
Relaxing, but we gotta help out our best
friend.
So she can live in the moment, and we don't have to live in the moment.
Live in the moment.
I will. Our friend Cam is doing that too with us. But I was thinking, just a little tangent,
yes.
From Amazon, there's this cute, like, it's like a jean vest and a jean shorts that are like together.
Yes.
It's
so,
so cute. I want that.
Is it like the jean,
the
like the tie up, like the bows? Oh my gosh.
That would be
yes.
No, that, but there's also one with buttons, like my jean vest I got,
cute.
But it's a matching jean set.
I love that.
And
gosh,
so it's like a take on Canadian tuxedo, but like still business. Mm-hmm. And then I'll wear my high cowgirl boots. I'm already planning her wedding.
That's so cute. I love it. That so much. Fun.
Yeah, you'll be having a baby. Sorry.
Yeah, I'll be there. You live my best life, sitting by the pool.
We're just excluding you. Sorry.
You're welcome to come.
You can find my chair.
Wait, when is it? What, in June?
June. It's June 7th.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm,
yeah.
Wait,
that is early. I'll already just be a beach whale.
Yeah, you
but you know, like, you know. I'm like, the vibe sounds really great. So.
Podcasters can come too. And yeah. All our subscribers.
I'll film an episode. Right. I'll just be like following around giving you commentary for the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm totally bringing this too to like talk to your wedding.
Okay,
your
wedding guests. Oh my gosh,
yes. Yes. Okay, write that down.
So, it's like, who are you?
Yeah. I love that. That is so, so fun. Anything
else? Okay, do we have our crazy spill the tea story? Oh. For this episode?
Ooh, okay, but should we just say one story, or are we taking
just one story?
I think just one.
Okay, you have to come back to the next episode to hear the next crazy one.
Okay, this is good. This is fine. This
okay,
is fine.
So we have
the
story?
Put a trigger warning on it, maybe.
Trigger warning.
That story is so bad. I can't, like, this is the thing that we hear. We hear so many stories. Like, it's, like, honestly too bad. But,
I don't think so.
Okay, I did have... this one mother of the groom, which I will be the mother of the groom. So, like, not knocking mothers of the grooms. However, this one was particularly a little cray. And she showed up at my chair with foam rollers in her hair, people. Okay. She had these foam rollers in all night. So, mm-hmm. Let's just preface that was the first large mistake.
Red flag.
And literally, sat down.
How big were these foam rollers? Are we talking, like, small?
Small. like, you know, the ones that you would put on, like, your two-year-old,
like, school.
Like the tiny little foam rollers that, like...
perm rod?
They were small. Like, literally, they were probably, like, a centimeter. Yeah,
so
like,
if you
small
took her
ones.
Hair out, it'd be, like, a Shirley Temple.
It was absolutely horrific. So this is why when she sat in my chair, I'm like, oh, hi. Like, what are we doing today? Like, I'm so confused, but I'm trying to figure it out. And she had a little bit of broken English, and she was trying to explain to me, and it wasn't really getting through, but she wanted them out. So I started taking them out, and then I realized she has literally rolled these every which direction.
Oh, no.
Like, there was no, this was not a nice so set. Kinky. This was just, like, absolute, like, bat chick everywhere. Like, it was so bad.
So we're talking girl is sitting in every direction.
Every direction. So as you're taking, and they're so tight, and so they're just, like, these, like, fluffy, it was horrible. So then I take them all out, and so now I'm still trying to figure out, like, what would you like me to do with this mess? Because this is truly so awful. And again, we kind of communicate, but yeah, she doesn't like how poofy it is. Fair enough, I don't either. So we continue on, and I was like, okay, I think I'm just going to have to try and recurl over it. Like, I'm not really sure. So I went in with, like, a smaller curling iron, try and recurl it over, like, put some smoothing, like, all my smoothing products. Like,
did she put any product in it when she curled it?
I am not sure.
Okay.
I would say probably
good.
Not. Maybe mousse, okay, but, like, it was so frizzy.
Yeah.
So we curl over it, we put smoothing stuff in. I mean... I can only do so much. So at this point now, it kind of just looks like, you know, kind of like an older short hair curl set. Like, not ideal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
wait.
Terrible.
How long is her hair? Like,
oh,
naturally.
Like shoulder. Like, oh, no, sorry. Like ear length.
Oh, it's ear length?
So, like, it's really bad. Like, there's there's just truly not a lot I could do.
Oh, no.
And, like, communication was a little tricky. So I, like, smoothed it out and, like, recurled it at least. Okay. But again, they're going in every direction. So then she doesn't like that. She wants it all brushed out, which I'm like, oh my God. I can't brush this out. So we start brushing it out. Anyways, at this point, I, like, just need to move on. Like, mm-hmm. We're not getting anywhere. She's kind of not, she's kind of getting aggravated. She's not treating me the nicest. Anyways. And so then I'm kind of like, okay, like, and I did ask. I was like, is there anything else you want to change? Like, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, is this is it? I'm like, well, no. Like, if you want anything else, like, we can absolutely, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then she gets up. She, like, takes the mirror and she gets up and she's like, and I'm like, is it, like, good? I must have asked something. Anyways, and she's like, she goes to me, she's like,
trigger.
Well, if you think it's fine that I look like I just walked out, or I just walked out of a, I can't even say it, but.
Just spell it.
R-A-P. E. If I just walked out, and if you think that's okay that I look like that, I was just like,
gosh,
you did not. Just say that out
loud. I would have gasped. Like,
I did. My mouth was literally on the floor. And it was at that moment where I was like, lady, we are so far done. Like, this is where
oh
it's like,
my gosh, you cannot
we
say
diffuse
that.
Situations and we go above and beyond in the service industry, but
she didn't say that.
I will straight up said it to me, and I was just literally
that like, she just got and was like,
jaw on the floor. You did not just say that out loud. So this is where, as a service provider, you are allowed to draw some lines, and that was my line. Mm-hmm. And so I literally was just like, okay, and like turned my back to her and was like, so who's up next? And we just moved on. Wait. But I was literally jaw on the floor. And the bride did, like, the bride apologized profusely for her. She's like, I am so sorry. Like,
that's ridiculous. Yeah. Was she the one that washed her face off, too?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh
no!
Sorry,
I'm just jumping.
That's another episode.
Yeah. Anyways, oh my gosh, that's
horrible.
So...
I actually almost forgot about it because you know how you like the bad ones, you just like actually forget from your memory because they're so awful. So yeah, it was so awful. Would love to never
like,
experience that
so
again.
So derogatory too. Like, why would you ever?
Just there are certain things you just can't say.
No,
like you can't say that to someone.
Not even in like a fun like kind
ever.
Of context. Ever.
No. And she was not being funny. She was dead serious.
I can't believe that was the first thing that came out of her mouth.
Literally.
That's trauma.
I am like, of all the things.
There's definitely, there's something.
So bad.
Oh, that's so sad. Gosh. Okay.
So we moved on. The rest of the bridal party was so sweet, and the bride was like probably the best person ever, but unfortunately.
They always are.
There's always got to be one.
It's never the bride.
It's never the brides.
It's never the
brides.
We love brides. We love brides. Okay, and that's a wrap on our very first episode. We love sharing our journeys into the bridal hair world with you. And trust us, this is just the beginning. If you love today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest.
Leave us a review below. And if you have any suggestions for future episodes, let us know.
Until next time, XOXO, your honorary bridesmaids.